Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So good to see all of you here this morning on this second Sunday in July. Hallelujah. Pray that all is well where you are. Amen. So much is going on in the weather right now. So we're just praying God's grace and his mercy on each and every one of us. Amen. Pastor Mom is here with me. Praise God. She's going to open us up, welcome us, and then open us up in a word of prayer. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. I am here today.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're glad you feel good today, Pastor Mom. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth.
As it is.
As it is.
In heaven.
In heaven. Give us this day.
Our daily bread. And forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our debt.
Our debt.
As we
forgive our debt.
Amen. And lead us not.
And lead us not.
Into temptation. But deliver us.
But deliver us from evil.
Yes.
For that is came.
Power
and power
and the glory,
and the glory.
Forever
and ever.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And let's pray the prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's read our scripture for today. Let's go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, the entire Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. And then we'll go on to our Psalm 4, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 100, let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. So we're going to sing that last verse a couple of two, three times. Amen. The last verse, verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Again, for the Lord good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Glory to God. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. And his truth endures to all generations. Glory to God. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. Amen. And so every month he gives us a name, character, or nature to ponder on. You know, he is the pearl of great price. And so we want to ponder on him, his names, his character, and his nature. So this month we're pondering on God as the righteous God. Hallelujah. We started last week looking at him, thinking about that in our minds, rolling it around in our minds and in our hearts, let him give us more of a revelation on it. And last week, we looked at righteousness is God's own nature. Righteousness is God's own nature and will that determines what is right and wrong. scriptures corroborate it. The scriptures bear it out. The scriptures verify it. The scriptures show that this is true. Hallelujah. He is the righteous God. Amen. And it also affirms it. The scriptures affirm that, and it states it as a fact. It's a fact that God is righteous. Amen. And the scriptures uphold that, support it, defend it, maintain it, and confirm it. Glory to God. I love these synonyms. Amen. It gives you a greater understanding of this. And then through the scriptures, we find that God is righteous, assuring us that God always conforms to himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He faithfully adheres to his own perfection, and he acts only and always according to the very highest principles of justice, and that is himself. Hallelujah. The Lord is righteous. Amen. So the scripture that we're going to focus on today about God's righteousness is Psalm 145 and verse 7. And it says, Psalm 145 and verse 7. It says, they shall abundantly utter, the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Hallelujah. Sing of the righteousness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I think I've told you all before, it's just been such a pleasure to look for these, the scriptures, to look for the pearls to ponder, a song that goes with the pearls to ponder. I have found that to be very delightful. This song that I found is Psalm 145, verses 3 through 7. They sing more of it, but we're just going to get a little clip of it. And the lady who sings it, I believe she's Asian, and her name is Esther Mui, and I'm going to say Mui. Her last name is spelled M-U-I. So if you want to look this up on YouTube or anything. But it's Psalm 145, verses 3 through 7 is what you're going to hear right now. Praise God. The right righteous. God is righteous. Hallelujah. And we sing of his righteousness. Hallelujah. All of the wonderful, wonderful things that God has done in our lives that we've seen and in his word. We can sing of his righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's our pearl to ponder for today. Think about God's righteousness. Meditate on it. Roll it around in your head because he is the righteous God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations today. Hallelujah. I like these short declarations, and I like the long ones too. We'll do a few short ones, and then we'll go into our long declarations as well. Amen. But first, Job 22 and verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen, amen. And then, you know, when we declare and decree, we are establishing things. Amen. And I want to say past, present, and future. If something was like out of whack, needed to be established, I believe the word of God, the blood of Jesus, transcends time and space. It can go back and set some things in order, establish some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Hallelujah. Amen. And like I say, this time of the year, the grass is thriving, not withering unless it hasn't been watered. And then the flower fades. So flowers come up and they fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. His word is not wishy-washy. It's not here today and gone tomorrow, but it is here forever, and it stands forever. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's start with our, actually, and these are our declarations. We're declaring the promises of God. So repeat after me. I have
a purpose.
And that's from Jeremiah 29:11 and also Romans 8 and verse 28. Hallelujah. I have a purpose. Amen. Let's go on to the next one. Repeat after me. I am valuable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how you feel or what you think about yourself or what other people may think about you, you have value. I have value according to the word of God. And we can find that in Psalm 17 and verse 8. And we can also find that in John 3:16. Hallelujah. We are valuable. Looking at John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." We're so valuable that God gave his only begotten son for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And then the last short one, repeat after me. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Praise God. We are blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. That would be Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. And then Psalm 144 and verse 15. Amen. There's more scriptures to these short declarations. And so from time to time, I'll say other scriptures that go with it. Praise God. Let's go to our longer ones. Repeat after me. No weapon formed against me, shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do
shall prosper.
For I
am like a tree,
and like a tree
that's planted.
By the river of water.
Amen. Amen. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go. Now, this is one of my favorite ones here. So let's say this one together. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness,
or disease,
germ, allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of
my body
function
in the perfection
that
God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction
in
my body
in
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. I believe so many of you were fully engaged. I didn't see anything this time, but I believe you were fully engaged. We were fully engaged together. As we were saying those declarations, I'm telling you, I got hot in the spirit. Amen. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost as we join our faith together. Praise his holy name. Amen. Let's praise and worship the Lord this morning. Talking to the Lord about, what we should praise and worship and what songs or, whatever. And I kept hearing joy. So first we're going to hear the joy medley. And we're going to say either on the word joy or Minister Joy Bryant is going to do, and she's going to sing this song. She's singing this song right now, too. And it's called Joy's Medley. Amen. Let's praise the Lord.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm back up on my pride each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for.
Chapel downstairs. And also we used to have church in our apartment and people would come to it. That was years ago, about 15 years ago. And so she would come and then we moved to the chapel and then she would come there too. Excuse me. And Miss Misha just passed away. Actually, the end of last year, she passed away. And she lived right next door to us. So I was out in the hallway, and one of those times where the Lord will just, like, lead you to do something. And so Pastor Mom, I was walking Pastor Mom down the hallway, and suddenly the Lord said, open up Miss Misha's door and go in there. Move the handle. I mean, okay, she's been gone now for about 6 months. So her family has taken out everything that they would want, you know, from there. Right now, our building, and just lift us up in prayer, our 19-story building is having issues of maintenance issues, things like that. And so usually by 6 months, somebody would have cleaned out that apartment and prepared it for somebody else. But in this six-month time period, there were things that were still left there. You know, her family came in and got, you know, everything that they wanted out. And then, you know, the maintenance people came in and got what they wanted out. And so there were still some things in there. And so I walked through there, and what I saw was, here's another piece of equipment that Mom could possibly use. That piece of equipment is probably somewhere around between $500 and $700, and it's sitting there. And then there were some other, you know, few things as well that, you know, that we liked and that we could use. And so the Lord said, go on down, talk to the manager. And so I talked to the manager, and she came up with me, and we looked through everything in the apartment that was left in there. And she said, Miss Kizzy, anything you want out of here, you can have it. So I said, well, praise God. Hallelujah. So that equipment, that's probably about $700, really. That piece of equipment, we can kind of play around with it. If we want to keep it, we'll keep it. If it doesn't work out right, we could take it right back over there. Hallelujah. But first, you know, anything we touch, we have to clean it up real good. So, I mean, God has a way of providing. Glory to God. He has a way of providing. Amen. And it may not be money, but it may be favor. And what we found over time is that favor means more than money. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray over our finances. Amen. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a
good steward.
Yeah, good too.
Of all that you give me.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have
belongs to you. And to be grateful for it.
Amen. Help me.
Make good.
Decisions.
As to how.
I spend.
May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work.
I do.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Above.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have
and what I make
will will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finance, but will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do, I will have all
I need
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give using our Cash App. And our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's our Cash App, $ESC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. We also have a Zelle, praise God. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Again, our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Also, you can give at the door. If you're in the Heritage House, we're in 2E, so you can give at the door. You may also mail a check or money order and make it payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Father God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you said in Malachi 3, test you on this. And see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that, Lord God. And then on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And so we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for those who give offerings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Thank you for that as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us, as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. We give you praise and glory for it even now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's, we're going to have Pastor Mom. She's going to give us a word today. Praise God. And but first, before we do that, we're going to hear a song. Hallelujah. And always this song reminds me of Pastor Mom. It's sung by Minister Joy Bryant, and it's talking about your will, oh Lord. Amen.
King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say. Cause I King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
Church, And so we want to say welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
She's looking at me like, we've been together all morning, and you're saying welcome. Amen, amen. So let's do some scriptures that you have hidden in your heart. Let's say some scriptures that you have hidden in your heart. Let's start with Philippians 4 and 13. And it starts with, I can do all things through Christ. You know the rest?
Who strengthens
me. Yes. Amen. So say it all over again. I can do all things through Christ.
I can do all things.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.
Amen. We have that on our wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the door in front of us. Amen. Okay, so here's another one of your scriptures, and that is Psalm 23. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. The Lord is
my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes
me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me.
Beside still waters.
Yes. He restores.
My soul.
He leads me.
In the path of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For his name's sake.
Yea,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I will fear
no evil.
For thou art with me.
Thy rod.
And thy staff. They comfort me.
Thou preparest table.
Before me. In the presence.
Of my enemies.
Thou anoint my head with oil. Yes. My cup.
Runneth over.
Surely. Goodness.
And mercy.
Shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house
of the Lord.
Forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. That word is still in there. Praise God. Amen. And then Here is Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer.
Amen. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
Yes. Give us
this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm. And forgive us our debt.
Forgive us our debt.
As we forgive our debtors.
Our debtors.
And lead us not.
Into.
Temptation. But deliver us. From evil. For thine
kingdom.
Mm-hmm. The power.
And power and glory.
forever.
Forever.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. Psalm 27. The Lord is my life.
The Lord is my life and my salvation.
Whom
shall I fear?
Amen. The Lord.
The Lord
is the strength.
Is the strength
of
my life.
Mm-hmm. Of whom shall I be?
Shall I be
afraid?
Not afraid.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's good, Pastor Mom. Amen. Now let's go on to Psalm 103 in verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh,
my soul.
Mm-hmm. And all.
And all.
That is.
That is within me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless.
Bless.
His holy
name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And here's one of your favorite scriptures is
Proverbs 3.
Uh-huh. 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
With all
my heart.
Mm-hmm. And lean not.
And lean not to not my own understanding.
Amen. And all.
And all.
Thy ways. Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall.
And he shall.
Direct.
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 Direct my path.
All right. Hallelujah. I know it's in there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 31 and verse 49. Genesis 31 and verse 49. Huh. Okay. I know the scripture, but that doesn't look like the right reference. Okay, but we'll say it. We'll say the scripture. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between. Me and thee. While we're absent. One from another. Amen. Yeah, that's Genesis 31 and verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen. Okay, John 14 and verse 16 and verse 6. And this is Jesus talking. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way.
I am the way.
The truth.
The truth and the life.
Mm-hmm. No man.
Comes
to the Father.
But by me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day. That the Lord. Has made. We will rejoice. And be glad. Amen. All right. And then John 3:16.
John 3:16.
Yeah. For God, let's say that together. For God so together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And y'all should see her standing. Her hands are working with that. Her hands are moving with the word and everything. Amen. Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth, let's say it together,
mouth,
the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart, that God has raised him, from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, Pastor Mom, you said, you know, she's hidden the word in her heart after all these years, just about to be 91 years young. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it may seem like a simple thing, but wait till you get 91. And pray that we all get 91. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the last scriptures that Pastor Mom said were John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. John 3:16 just lets us know that God loves us. He loves us so much. Someone made the statement once, I always remember it. It was Pastor Price that I heard it from. It said, God loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what God loves us so much. Glory to God. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. If you confess with your mouth that saying of prayer, and then believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to pray that prayer even now in the name of Jesus. And we just, you know, believe, hallelujah, that each and every person, according to the Bible, that each and every one who says this with all their heart shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
Heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You are born again, and we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. His right standing. You are now in right standing with God. You are now a child of God. Glory. Hallelujah. And he's going to show you how to live this life. Amen. Hallelujah. Even a child who is born has to learn and grow. And that's what God wants you to do. First, we want to pray for you. Lord God, we ask you to touch them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Right now, for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. And we thank you right now that out of their belly flows rivers of living water, and that even their prayer language is released, even now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with them right now and moving through them in a great way. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. You can go to any Bible-believing, Bible-based church, and you can learn and grow. The important part is that you do learn and grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. So we have the what the Lord has put together is the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us because we're still learning and we're still growing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the way you connect with us is to call 516-418-5699. During these particular times, that's when you get to connect with us. And then we even open up the lines at certain times, and you'll be able to speak and converse with us and dialogue with us. Amen. So once again, that number is 516-418-5699. Now, every Sunday, we have, and that's what we're doing right now, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, next Sunday, we're looking forward to having a special guest speaker on next Sunday, the 16th. Hallelujah. So please join us on next Sunday. Amen. Okay, and every Sunday. Then on Monday is our Bible teaching time. We have Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who's out of Ohio. The broadcast is called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. That's every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And, oh, join us. We have a great time on all of these broadcasts. Now, on Tuesdays, we have our prayer. That's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So we have four people that volunteer to pray in tongues, and then God gives us interpretation of tongues. Oh, so many confirmations. We're all over the country, and yet God tells us the same things. Amen. So it is confirmed that we are hearing from him. Hallelujah. So join us, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts on Wednesdays, depending on what time of the month it is. The second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. That's this Wednesday coming up. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This Wednesday, July the 12th, at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have prophetic healing. So what God does is he lets us know the ailments that some of the ailments that are going to be healed on that day, and then people call in and are healed because what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So this Wednesday, and our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, this Wednesday, July 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is our Anointed Pandemic Baby, and that's the fourth Wednesday of the month, Wednesday, July the 26th. And this is about the babies of newborn to four. And these babies are so special. Hallelujah. They made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. They need prayer and their parents need prayer. And so that's what we focus on. And sometimes we have people to come on and tell us what their anointed pandemic babies are doing, because they are doing things that are far greater than their age. Amen. So join us on the fourth Wednesday, and in July will be July the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. This month, we're featuring a dynamic on fire couple, and their names are Pastor Natalie and Pastor Nelson Seda. Amen. And they are just a dynamic couple. So join us on Thursdays in July, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And that's our God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. That's where we're learning and growing together. Amen. So as we get ready to close, praise God. As we get ready to close, we want to give you all an opportunity to say something, to encourage Pastor Mom, who is doing well, praise God. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up all of the lines. So if you'd like to say something, you can go ahead and speak. If you don't want to say anything, just put your phone on mute, please, because otherwise we'll hear you and it will be recorded. So we're opening up all the lines now, so you can feel free to go ahead and speak.
Glory to God. This is Helen, Mom. Good morning, Mom and Apostle. What a great service this morning, Mom. The word is in there. They can't hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you well.
Okay, Joyce. So
we hear you, Pastor.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you.
All right. Well, God bless you all. And Mom, the word is in there. I was rejoicing as I heard you minister forth the word today. I sent Apostle several texts this morning, just with hearts and flowers. Thanking God for you this morning. And you sound so very strong in Jesus' name. You can still hear me, Apostle?
Yes, I can still hear you. I had my phone on mute. It might have sounded a little weird.
Oh, no,
but,
no,
yeah.
No. Jordan, they keep saying to me that they can't hear me, but I guess because they're in another room and maybe something is on their phone. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm in another room where they are. And thank God for every part of this service. God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and all of the precious saints in their respective places today. I send out much love with even continual prayer for each and every one. God bless you, Apostle. I thank God for the service today. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Anyone else? Everyone's line is still open.
Oh, Haley, I had pressed on number one key. I had texted you. I'm glad you opened
okay.
it. I didn't know you had opened it just yet because I came in the room. We was doing some things. I was multitasking.
Okay.
I thank God for the service. I'm so grateful for the service because, as you know, we haven't been inside a building in a long time. So this is our,
yeah.
like our, home and everything, so I just thank God for the services, and I'm glad I could do the archives, so whatever I miss, I can go back, so that's a blessing
Amen.
From God to me and my family. I could play it in the hallway, and even though we can't upload a speaker right now, we can do it too when I can listen to the archives, so I love you all. It's encouraging to us that we all just keep encouraging one another, and having these ministries, and having you to do these things. It builds us up in our most holy faith, right in our Lord, keeping us before him. And I love you and Pastor Mom and everyone on the line. And may God keep y'all strong in Jesus' name so we continue in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And you've been such a blessing to this ministry. Praise God. And to me and Pastor Mom and our family. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, we have a short service today. Praise God. Amen. God did what he was going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I should check my text first to see if anybody else texts. All right. Amen. And praise God. Mr. Amber, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. I just say hello to you all, and the service really blessed my heart today, and I thank God for you and Pastor Grandma for all those scriptures and for the word being hidden in Grandma's heart, and I just truly thank God for each and every one of you, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Minister Amber. Amen. Thank you. Mom trying to say something now. She just smiling real big.
Love you, Grandma. Love you both.
Love you too.
We love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he did today. You know, sometimes it's the simple things that have the greatest impact. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost is in the midst, and we know that he is in the midst. Amen. So, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and close. Amen. And Pastor Mom, you did a great job today.
Thank you.
Glory to God. You know, the doctors have diagnosed her with, some words that we don't even want to repeat. And when they were diagnosing her with that, it was like, that's not the totality of who she is. You know, there are things that, you know, maybe Pastor Mom may not be able to tell you that today is July the 9th, or tell you that this year is 2023, or tell you who the president is, because that's how they test people. And she might not be able to tell you all of that, but if she looks at you, she'll say, you've been standing a long time. You want to sit down? She'll say, here's a chair over here. Or she'll say, well, did you eat today? You know, you want something to eat? You know, so those things that, to me, that really mean the most. I mean, she's still a nurturer. She's still a, she still has the word hidden in her heart. And I think I said the day that they diagnosed her with this, I was like, well, you know, y'all saying what y'all saying. But Mom, say this. Our Father, which art in heaven. You don't have to say it right now, Mom. But she said on that particular day, she said the whole Lord's Prayer by herself. And I really didn't help her on that day at all. And the little lady that gave her the test turned beet red. And she said, I've never seen that before. Well, that's when the word is hidden in your heart. Hallelujah. So, like I said, she may not be able to tell you that it's 2023 and who the president of the United States is, but she can tell you the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. And to me, that's what counts. The word is hitting in her heart. Praise God. Well, Pastor Mom, close us out in a word of prayer. May the Lord
watch.
Between
thee and me.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you all. Hallelujah. And have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church.